Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Well, hello and welcome. And yes, indeed, you are in charge. I know that all of you have difficulty with that reality, but you are in charge. Yes, of every single thing you create. You're in charge of it. But I don't like some of them. Well, we're going to talk about that, you know, and what some of the best solutions are for dealing with the things that you're creating that you don't like and how to move through them with at least some small level of grace. All right. Let's start with the bottom line, most important thing that I ever say is you are spirit. You are spirit. That means that you are a bright spark of the divine force. Now, the divine force is beyond our comprehension in every realm, in every way. But we have a little spark of that divine force. We have it. It's who we are. And I've asked many people, so what's not enough about that, folks, for you to create all the things you want? Well, I don't know. But one of the things that we have to realize that sometimes we get caught in foolishness that's very human. And that's why we're here, because we're here to learn and to grow. And sometimes we end up creating an opposite in order to learn something that's important for us. So remember, you have a body. And guess what? That's what you're using to learn. And that's also what you're ideally in charge of. You are spirit. You have a physical body as your vessel. Yes, that's what it is. Just like your body getting into your car. You, the spirit, are meant to come into the body and run the body. So, you know, the spiritual techniques that we teach are incredibly important because they help us become conscious not only of the fact that we are spirit, but also how to use these techniques and to use all the things we have in the body, such as the emotions and the intellect, to create what we want through and in this body. So how many of you are sitting there saying, but there's more that I don't like that I do? Well, we're going to deal with that once we focus on our techniques for a moment. So take a nice deep breath. And those of you who know how to ground, I bet you're already starting to use it. So be aware of being in the top of your head. And from there, just let your grounding cord flow from your first chakra, which is located near the spine, and let that grounding cord flow through the chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth until it reaches the center of the earth. Let that grounding help you feel more stable, more centered. Grounding makes your body feel real. Do you ever get that unreal feeling or spacey feeling? Ground, and it will help you stabilize your physical system. Now, grounding also has a wonderful, wonderful attribute of helping us to release energies we no longer want. So here we are, the spiritual creators through the physical body, and we have this amazing technique called grounding that we can use to stabilize the body, to help the body feel real, and also to release unwanted energies. Hey, that's pretty awesome right there. If I could have one wish, it would be that everybody on the planet would learn to ground. Wow, that would make a big difference. Now, the other thing that we want to be aware of, especially when we start to look at the fact that we're in charge, is centering in the neutral space in the center of your head. So I want you to be aware of you, the spirit. Remember, I invited you to be on top of your head. You can now just let yourself flow down a little bit and be a little above and behind your eyes, in the center of your head. This gives you neutrality. You can be neutral about what you're creating instead of so judgmental. Notice how much time you waste judging things you don't like. Oh my goodness. So be aware that when you're centered, you can be neutral about your creativity, about what you're in charge of, which is a lot. You're in charge of a whole body. Now, I'm going to repeat that non-judgment and how important that is. Because one of the things that human beings tend to do, and that's what we have, a human body, is human bodies tend to get programmed to be judgmental. It's a survival technique, according to, every training thing I've ever seen on the planet. You know, my group is great, the other group is bad. And we create those things because we want more to eat than the other group gets. We want to have the better land or the better something or other. So take a nice deep breath and use your grounding for a moment to begin to drain the judgment from your body. Now, don't be surprised if your body gets upset about it. It's a survival technique, and there's only one thing that's important to that body, and that's to stay alive, to survive. And you have to understand that about your body. So when you begin to take charge, you have quite a project. So I'm just inviting you to ground and center for a moment. And use your grounding to release anything you encounter within your body that you want to let go of. Anything interfering with you being grounded or being in the center of your head where you're neutral. Healing is about turning within and knowing yourself. What did every great teacher on the planet ever say? Know yourself. And most people say, oh, easy. And then they begin to actually pay attention and get to know themselves. And it's a whole different thing than what you thought with the intellect. Take some nice deep breaths. Your spirit, you're here to create this particular life through this particular vessel, your body. And you are blessed, every one of you, because you have two very powerful spiritual techniques to help you do that. To take charge. Now, as I mentioned, at times we don't like what we're creating or what we have created. So how about if we pause and take a look at what might help us as we go through these things we don't like? You might find it helpful to ask, what am I learning? What am I learning from this lesson? What am I learning from this thing I've created? Hey, you might be learning to be a loving soul in the midst of an onslaught of hate. And you go, why am I experiencing all this hate? It's because you're testing yourself. Am I a loving soul? Well, sometimes. What are you learning? What are you learning? Make that a mantra for yourself as you take charge of your life. Because it puts you in control. Use your grounding to let go of any blame you put on anyone else about doing it to you. Ooh, that person's sending me all this hate. They're awful. Instead of saying, what am I learning? That person has to deal with their own hate or fear or whatever it is they're personally dealing with. But maybe what you're learning is to be loving in spite of what other people do. I'll give you just a moment to help yourself release any of that. Ooh, and if you come up with judgment for that person who's being hateful, find a little amusement because you've lost track of finding out what you're learning. Maybe that person has had a lot of pain in their life and they haven't learned to deal with it. By the way, I encourage amusement all the time. Because it's a higher vibration. And it's easier for you to deal with everything in your life. Whether you like it or don't like it. All right, well, maybe you're trying to learn patience so you have children. That's my favorite example of how to learn patience because, oh my goodness, you need patience. I used to teach pre-kindergarten and kindergarten, and you definitely need patience with children. But you each have some way that you've had your patience tried, whether you have children or not. And by the way, they can get older. You still have to have patience. Maybe even more. So let yourself release down your grounding anything that interferes with you learning patience, for example. And each one of you definitely has your own examples. Did you forget to be grounded and centered and instead get angry with this person or afraid even? Sure, you have a human body. That's why you're here, to learn all the wonderful things you can learn through this body. But you got to come back to the reality that you, the spirit, are in charge. Now, one thing we put emphasis on here in our teaching is to own your personal space. Because, you know, without owning your body, you really don't have anything to play with here on this planet. Your body is your place to operate and create and manifest yourself, the spirit. So if you let someone else move into it, well, where do you move? Where do you live? Maybe you cohabit with that other person, other soul. Or maybe you run a circus and have a whole bunch of other souls trying to play in your body. And we're back to having children. So maybe one of the things that you're learning by creating something that's disturbing for you is to own your personal space. Some people may call that, you know, creating parameters, limits of what people can move into. Don't forget to breathe. These are issues for all of us because each one of us has a body. So I just mentioned a very few of the things that you could be learning. But you could be learning things that you really want to learn. And you may be learning them because of some disturbing things you created. You create them to overcome them, to move through them, to let them go, whatever you need to do. You are spirit. You are in charge, and you, the spirit, have the power to create what you want in your body. So remember this. Ask yourself, what am I learning? That puts you back in charge. Because you're not saying somebody else is creating it for you. Do you ever have the idea, oh, it's somebody else's fault? I consider blaming other people a waste of time. Sort of like judgment. Of course, the great thing about being spirit is what you don't learn this lifetime, you get to come back to learn another one. But I'll bet most of you would rather not create some of the things you've created this lifetime in another one. So give yourself permission to learn what you are here to learn. Take some nice deep breaths, please, and refocus with your grounding and centering. Now, how much time do you spend in your life on trashing yourself, or what we would probably call invalidating yourself? Oh, I'm not good enough. I'm not adequate. I'm not as good as somebody else. How many sorts of things do we play with ourselves that interfere with our power and our being in charge of our bodies? Anytime you invalidate yourself or create an expectation that's unrealistic, you diminish your creative power in your body. So, everybody, center. And find something that you would like to validate about yourself. You might even state it as, I like my ability to whatever. Validate something within yourself and see what strength it gives you. Tune in to how it helps put you in charge by validating yourself. I believe one of the greatest sicknesses of human beings, is, I think especially in the United States, is unrealistic expectations. Around here at CDM, we call them perfect pictures. They're a desire for perfection. And guess what? We can't have that. There's only one thing that's perfect, which means whole, and that's the cosmic awareness, the divine whole. So allow yourself to be aware of how marvelous you are and what a wonderful job you're doing in this lifetime. Be aware of how you are in charge and have been in charge, as well as ways that you have not. So let's put attention right now on how you have been in charge in your life. I'm old enough, I have all kinds of fun stories. You know, one of my favorite ones was I was working for the YMCA in San Francisco in the Mission District. And one of the things I did as the young women's leadership was I chaperoned a dance on Friday nights periodically. And my coworker and I traded off doing that. And one time the college guys that were helping me came in and said, "We have a problem." And I said, "Okay, what have we got?" And they said, "Well, this guy brought in a girl and now she's flirting with somebody else and he's about to kill the guy." I went, "Oh, great." And so they said, "We need you to talk to him." And I went, "Oh, this should be interesting." So as I walked out of the office to the front desk, I just asked God, I said, "God, help me know what to say." So when I got there, the guy was probably about 6'4", 6'5". I mean, I'm not even quite 5 feet tall. So it was kind of funny. And he was so angry. It was very clear. And so I just looked up at him and I said, "Is this woman worth going to jail for?" And I thought, God, that was genius. I don't know how I came up with that. And you know what he did? He looked at me like, "Who the heck are you?" And then he turned around and walked out. So you have to just sometimes ask some guidance from God in order to take charge. That's how a 5 foot tall, tiny woman can take charge in a situation with a guy who's 6'4" or 5". It's called being yourself, the spirit. I love that story. You know, that sort of thing only happens once a lifetime, I think, before you get it right. Take a nice deep breath and find a time that you listened to God. You listened to yourself, your God within. It may be in a music situation or a scary one or any number of things, but listen, look at a time that you paid attention to your spiritual power and took charge. Validate yourself. Let your body feel your validation. And right now, just use your grounding to let go of unrealistic expectations. And validate how much you, the Spirit, can be in charge of your life. But if you're trying to be something that isn't possible, you're going to have a little difficulty taking charge, aren't you? So let go of those unrealistic expectations. "Oh, I should be a better person. I'm forever telling people, everybody's a little good and a little bad. Kind of balance them out and you'll have a happy life." Believe me, nobody's all good. And if they try to be there, they're going to be so boring, you don't want to have anything to do with them. Take a nice deep breath. Keep letting go of the expectations because they'll stop you dead in your tracks about being in charge. Now I want you to focus again on your grounding and allowing you that bright spark of light, that bright spark of the divine force to be in the center of your head. And then create a bright gold sun above your head. And allow that gold light to flow from that gold sun into the top of your head. And just let it flow all through your body and every cell in your body. Let it continue through you. Let it flow down your grounding cord, enhancing the earth. Let's take a moment at, you know, meditating a moment on who do you believe is in charge? If you're not in charge, who do you believe is in charge? Is it your parents? Or a spouse? How about the government? That's kind of scary now. Well, how about your church? That might be even scarier than the government. I don't know. How about Jesus? Is Jesus in charge of your life? You can talk to him in a few minutes. We're going to do that. And you're going to ask him if he's interested in that. I don't think so. How about God? Is God in charge of your life? God has given us the freedom to create in this reality. This planet is a wonderful creative space. Tuning in to the divine force is one thing, but that's to learn how to do it yourself, to be in charge. So use your grounding once again and let go of all the false things that you're trying to use to be in charge. I'm always amazed when people say, how could a God let people be in war and be killed and have all these horrible things? It's like God isn't the creator of that. No, a bunch of little pieces of God that haven't gotten it together are the ones who are creating that. So allow yourself to take responsibility for you. You, the spirit, take responsibility for your body and all that you create through that body. Are you being mean to people? Own it, validate it, acknowledge it, and then you can change it. We must see ourselves as we are in order to grow and change. Keep using your grounding to let go. I notice that some of you may have some concepts that you couldn't possibly be in charge of yourself. Use your grounding to just let that nonsense go. You are the spirit that is in charge of the body. Let go of anything that invalidates you, the spirit. If you don't know that you're spirit, start there. Now I want us to talk to my favorite teacher today, Jesus. Jesus was a Christ. He became a Christ. That simply Christ just means enlightened. There are other souls who've achieved enlightenment. And that's really quite simple. It's like the true realization that you are spirit. You are totally the creator of your reality, your life. He's a good example of owning that he's the creator. I mean, he knew that he was going to be tried and crucified. And he did it anyway, because he knew he had to live out a certain story for him to be accepted. Unfortunately, people decided to make Jesus, you know, God and man, and it was, I mean, we all are. Every one of us are. Every single one of us are God in man, or human. And he taught us that. And he pointed out that it was in the Old Testament, and then, of course, it got written into the New Testament. That there's a spark of God in all people. In all things, in everything. And because he knew that and he taught that, people deified him. How sad. The very opposite of what he was trying to teach. So right now, let's go ahead and say hello to him. Everybody be grounded and centered and allow that gold energy to flow. And say hello to Jesus the Christ. And let him say a hello in return. And allow yourself to hear it. You might want to ask him about anything that's interfering with you acknowledging that you are spirit, that you are a divine spark. You may want to talk to Jesus about how you can better take charge of your body, of your life. Remember to use your techniques as you're communicating with this great soul. Remember, he's communicating with you, the spirit, rather than your intellect. Use the techniques to enhance your communication. You will have a great deal more understanding of Jesus and his message if you allow yourself to be grounded and in a neutral, centered space. Another thing you might find helpful to talk to Jesus about is what allows your body to be in charge of you, the Spirit, instead of you, the Spirit, being in charge of your body. Could be that you were taught that you're nothing but a body, which is not true. Or maybe you were taught that your body's not supposed to have fun, or laugh, or be happy. Be neutral and grounded and ask Jesus, what's keeping you from acknowledging yourself the Spirit rather than operating strictly from the emotions and the intellect, and letting your body run the show? Remember, you're supposed to be in charge, and lots of people allow the body to be in charge. How much do you let your emotions run you? How much do you operate from your intellect? Body's a very capable machine. Validate it. And validate that your emotions and your intellect are all of the body. Spirit is completely different. So when you get some of that information about what your body's putting out to control you and try to be in charge, and it, by the way, it likes being in charge. It's a survival aspect of it. Then tune into Jesus. And let yourself be in present time with this great soul. Because everything evolves. And when you're through with the communication, just say goodbye and thank him for all that he's given us. It's amazing. And just let him go. Use your grounding to let go of anything you'd like to release from your communication with him. All right, be here in your body. Enhance your grounding and your centering And then we're going to take a moment and put our attention on our very favorite thing, and that's your God. It's not something that the intellect can comprehend. So it's always a challenge for all of us to acknowledge that and to have the faith that it is and that we're part of it. You know, faith has become unpopular this day and age because we're so incredibly intellectual on the earth today. So sometimes we use the word certainty. So you can be certain that there is a divine force and certain that you have a spark of that in order to be in charge and create your life. So say hello to your God. And allow yourself to receive a hello in return. Because each one of us is as valuable as any other. God doesn't have the emotions and the intellect that we do. I'm going to give you a moment of silence to simply listen to your God. And if you'd like to, you're welcome to ask specific questions or have communications, or you can just give yourself a gift and be still and receive what is given. Take a nice deep breath. Thank your God for all that you receive. And allow yourself to simply be aware that you are a spark of this amazing divine force. Let that sink in a little bit. Check your grounding and the center of your head. Be here in the present. You may want to pat your knee or wiggle your foot. And when you're ready, you can bend forward and release some energy from the top of your head and shoulders. Right. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Anyway, it's always a joy to work with you. I hope you got plenty to meditate on this week with our meditation. So enjoy your week.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.